Matt Greenwood back with you on KGF Sports Talk, powered by your local McDonald's. Have Kevin Lucas, head coach of the Hillsborough Softball Hawks, district champions once again, and a chance for them to get back to the Final Four where they finished last year in Class 3. Hillsborough coming off a 4-0 win over Windsor on Friday in the Class 3 District 2 championship game. And honestly, Coach, I'm a little surprised by the score, just simply from the fact that Windsor looked really, really good the night before with Piper Montgomery hitting a big home run, Sierra Parker hitting a big home run. It felt like they had a lot of momentum going into that one. But you guys really shut it down pretty quickly and for the entire game. Talk about how you guys were able to hold a Windsor team that had scored 10 runs before that to nothing.
Really, Ellie Eckridge came out and threw a heck of a game. She gave up 2 hits, and they were all in the same inning. And she gave those up, gave the 2 hits up, and then we were still able to hold them. I mean, that was an inning where, I think it was 1-0 still, and, they had some good opportunities. They were there in the middle of their order. And we made some good plays to get out of that inning without giving up any runs and keep the score 1-0. And so, I would have to just say our pitcher, her and Jules Johnson were on sync, she was hitting spots. She was just going right at them. I don't think she had any walks in the game. And our defense played great too. I mean, we made some big plays in the outfield. I mean, they had a couple balls hit very well that our outfielders were able to run down. I know Bailey Schumann in one of the innings had a line drive shot, right at her that she came in on. She read it great and made a good play on it. That could have been a big inning for them if that runner gets on. Ellie Eckridge was on her game. That was one of her best games. I think she had 9 strikeouts and was able to hold, their big hitters, kind of at bay. And so that was big for us.
Coach, in your win over Festus, Alana Dunphy had quite a few runs driven in. I know Elizabeth Bartlett had a big home run as well, if I recall correctly. And really offensively, you guys looked about as strong as maybe even last year at times. As far as getting up to those 4 runs, did it happen early for you? Was it kind of a little bit later? Can you kind of break that down for us?
We were able to get 1 run early in the 3rd inning. We got a couple runners on, and I think Amber Cage hit a ball to the shortstop, and we were able to get Bailey Schumann scored with her speed. She scored from 3rd. And then the next couple runs, we got 3 more runs in, I guess, in the I think it was the 5th inning. We started out, leadoff hitter got on, and then we were able to get a couple more runners on. And actually, we bunted some runners over. We got 2nd and 3rd. And we ended up with 2 outs, and Nicole Evans came up with a huge two out double to score 2 of the runs. And then Haley Ginge pinch hit right after her and got a base hit to drive in Nicole Evans. And so there were our 2nd, 3rd, and 4th runs of the game. And I guess that was in the 6th inning, because then we came out and we just needed 3 outs to hold them. And we ended up, came out, and Ellie Eckridge got them down 1-2-3, and that was a big inning there, because for them, they coming up, I think it was their 3-4-5 hitters. They're big hitters in their lineup, and we were able to get them out 1-2-3 without any runners getting on. And so today it was somebody a little different that day, starting us off with Nicole Evans driving the runs in. And so that's the thing about this lineup. It's just somebody different. It seems like each game can be someone that steps up. And so I think that's why our lineup's been doing so well this year, is we're balanced and kind of have different people starting out doing good things for us.
All right, very well. Coach, you're on to the sectional round. You're taking on a Cape Notre Dame team that is very, very strong this year. Beat Perryville in their Class 3 District 1 title game. And I know I'm not going to ask you your thoughts on them because – you'll talk about keeping the attention on yourself and worrying about yourself. But as far as the matchup goes there, I mean, Cape Notre Dame, the name holds a lot of weight around the area, especially down south there, and a very storied program with a great team, obviously, because they were district champions as well. But as your girls sort of push forward, another very tough opponent, and that's how it's going to be from here on out. Do you feel like after this district experience where, you know, you were dealing with a tight ball game, a 0-0 ball game against Festus, and then wound up just bursting open for 11 runs in just a couple of frames, and then shutting out a Windsor team that has given you guys trouble in the past, do you feel like these are building you guys up to be maybe a better team or a team strong enough to get back to state this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, the two district games, I think those were going to be something very beneficial for us because that helped battle test us. You know, I mean, you know, it was nothing with Festus, you know, till late in the game, and we were able to break something open. And then even, you know, we had a 1-0 game for quite a while against Windsor, and then we were able to break it open. And so I think, if anything, it's given the girls some confidence that, you know, if they stay focused and, you know, do what they're supposed to do, you know, good things happen. And so, you know, going into districts, we had some girls that, you know, they hadn't played a varsity district game. And so, you know, I think that there were some nerves and stuff going in. I think now they're, you know, we've accomplished another one of our goals. And so now, you know, we've got to stay focused and, you know, look to accomplish another one of our goals. Yeah, Cave Notre Dame is a great ball club. I mean, we know that they're going to, you know, they're going to come out, they're ready to go. I mean, they're an experienced team for postseason. I mean, they're usually a team that every year is making it to, you know, making a district run or, you know, postseason run. They've been to, you know, been to state, you know, I'm not even sure how many times, but quite a few times within the last however many years. And so I think for us, we've got to really come in and get past the starstruck, you know, portion of that we're playing Cape Notre Dame. I think if we can get past that and then just start to play our game and stay focused for, you know, a full 7 innings, you know, hopefully we can give them a game.
All right, good deal. Kevin Lucas, head coach of the Hillsboro Softball Hawks. They will play a state sectional matchup against Cape Notre Dame at Cape Notre Dame, 4:30, first pitch, and that will be happening tomorrow. Coach Lucas, thanks for your time and best of luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, we'll return with more KJ Sports Talk next.